We are joined here by Trudy Merritt with the Platte River Fitness. And how are you, Trudy?
I'm good this morning.
Good, good. And rain doesn't bother you, does it? We can get some rain here around this area, right?
Rain would be fine. Yeah. We can run in the rain. It's all good.
So let's talk Platte River Fitness Series 2024 first race is
only about 6 weeks away.
All right.
We are midway through our virtual challenge, so we have a huge increase over last year in terms of our virtual challenge. We're up by about 30%. People are halfway through achieving those activity minutes that they set their goal at, and so we're happy about that result. Then our first race is actually March 16th. It's the Tammy Halavity Gift of Life race. Little change in distances this year. So for anybody who just wants to get out there and see what this is all about and why it works for people, how it helps them, how it changes their life, this would be the perfect race because there's a mile distance. A lot of our races have a mile distance, but this one is specifically for people who, you know, or it's geared toward people who just want to give it a try. And then there's a 4 mile distance too. So a little bit of a challenge for those that have a little bit more experience, but the perfect race for a beginner.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I've been trying. I did run on Monday, it was, Centennial Park, just that little trail, and it was about 64 degrees, and it was perfect.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Now, sadly, in March, we could get some really bad weather, but
yeah,
we'll
March
be out at Lake Maloney.
March.
And so we start at the golf course and run the trail out there. So it's a beautiful course. The Lake Maloney Trail is just really lovely. And the proceeds go toward Live on Nebraska, which is specifically Nebraska's organ donation center. And last year, the Halavity family did a tremendous job, along with our Miss Teen Boston Batera, in raising funds for Live on Nebraska, and hope to duplicate that this year.
And just talk a little bit about the virtual challenge, that if people don't know.
So the virtual challenge is designed to get people out and moving and to get them to meet at least the minimum recommended physical activity minutes for adults, which is 150 minutes in a week. That's 5 times a week at 30 minutes. You could do 10 sessions of 15 minutes. But it's really designed, the purpose is to not only get people up and moving, and they can set a goal of higher number of minutes, but it's really to start to help people develop a practice, a habit-building practice of accountability. We know from evidence-based practices that accountability helps people to maintain healthier habits. It also gives people a goal. And we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that we humans thrive when we have a goal to work toward. Everybody from little kids to our 80 pluses thrive when they have a goal in front of them. So it's sort of a habit building, practice making challenge that designed to help people get up and get moving and to make that as normal to their lifestyle as breathing.
Fantastic. You're talking with Trudy Merritt, Platte River Fitness Series. And so the first event is March 16th. And how would one sign up?
So that race is open online. And so you go to platteriverfitness.com. You can register online. I am a firm believer in meeting people where they are. And there are still people out there who don't want to do that. They'd rather use a good old piece of paper. And so we do have paper entry forms are available at the rec center. Our second race in March, which is the Light Up the Night race, held at Cody Park, that is March 30th. And that one's an evening race. It's put on by the Student Council at North Platte High School. It benefits Make-A-Wish Nebraska. It's all things wonderful. We get to go back to Cody Park. And that one will soon be open, should be open in the next few days for online registration. And there are already paper forms at the rec center for that one as well.
Fantastic. So how many events do you guys, or races do you guys usually have in a 2000? or calendar year?
Well, we have fluctuated over. We're in our 23rd year, but we kind of have a sweet spot in that 17, 18. This year we have 19, if you count the virtual challenge. So we really have a packed year. We have a couple of races that left the series during the pandemic, and now they're sort of got their structure back in place, so they'll be rejoining us. So we get to have the Lincoln County Fair 5K. What's a fair without a 5K race? So that's back. The Sealeson Half Marathon up in Arthur County is back. And then we have a new race that we're super excited about because it'll bring a new style of racing to our local folks, which is called ruck racing. It's basically a competitive hike. You do it with a backpack.
Oh, wow, nice.
So, and that one's going to be put on by the American Legion, and it benefits and supports the Legion and also to create some awareness about PTSD for our vets.
All right.
So we have 19 total this year.
Okay.
So we really have a jam-packed year.
Yeah. Is that one of the more heavier slates for races?
Well, we've had as many as 29.
Wow.
And in a small community like this one, with limited numbers of sponsors and resources and things like that, that was a really challenging but super fun year, and I deeply appreciate the fact that so many organizations see this as a win-win for everybody. They get to raise funds. They also support community health and wellness. We do have a waiting list, so we could be much larger, but really for sustainability and workability, that 17, 18, 19 range is pretty good.
Okay, that's fantastic. And do these, the costs of the race, they differentiate on which race it is, or?
Our basic entry fee rate is $28. Some of the specialty races are a little bit more. The halves are a little bit more. The triathlon is a little bit more, just because they take more resources. But, you know, one of the important things to me has always been that costs not be a barrier. So we work really hard not only to keep our entry fee costs low, and our race directors do that for us. They are so wonderful. The series helps support them. And the other thing is that we use our local businesses for the things that we need for our races. So we're not out buying things, you know, online, but we're supporting local businesses with the things that we need for our races. And the local businesses, in turn, support us.
Okay. And if people want to find a schedule for your races online or follow any social media updates, how can they do that?
You can find us on Facebook, for sure. The biggest thing I would do if you want to know what's up with us is to visit our website. You get the full slate of races and some brief descriptions of each race. But then you can scroll to the bottom of the homepage and sign up for our newsletter. We produce a monthly newsletter. Not everybody's on social media, so we don't want to rely solely on social media. And it also gives us a way to get more in depth with what really is going on with each race. But also we feature an athlete every month so that people get to know each other in a deeper way. It's a better place to have a little lengthier conversation about the meaning and purpose of the work that we do. So that's the best thing, is to sign up for our newsletter.
Okay, talking here with Trudy Merritt, Platte River Fitness. Anything else you'd like to mention about the 2024 calendar year and your races? It sounds like it's going to be a fun year for you guys.
Should be a really fun year. I think the thing that I would encourage people to do is to just take that first step, because why it works is the community that's been built and the support that you will get, the affirmation that you will get. We celebrate everybody where they're at, the speed they're at, the distance they want to go, their shape, their size. You don't need fancy clothes. It's not going to cost you very much. And in turn, you support some really worthy causes. So just enter that first race. And we think that once you get in with these incredible people that surround the Platte River Fitness Series, you'll want to come back for more.
All right, terrific. Well, I may see you there on March 16th.
I'm going to expect it.
All right. Well, Trudy, again, as always, we appreciate the time. And here's to a successful and great 2024 at the Platte River Fitness Series.
Sounds great.